I got to be the ball shock that I am today is because of the life I lived. You'll never understand that. You being just a bald-faced boy. You want to be like me? You want to have my kind of emotion on the radio? Well, then follow these steps. Go through high school abused and zit-laden. Spindly. And spat upon. Go through high school on the outer side of the inner circle. Never taking part. Alone in your room with your dreams and your books. And then when you get to college, the first thing you do there is play a hideous game called bingo. So you can spend the rest of your college career abused and harassed by the other students. Then when you graduate, take a job at a stinking 1,000-watt daytimer. Then you get no respect. And then go through a hideous divorce. Full of public accusations and recrimination. Make it messy. Make it bitter. Make it protracted. But before the divorce, spend several years in a dead marriage where you break up the house. I hate you! I hate you! And then spend many years alone, frustrated. Told by people, you can't do that on the radio, you can't do this, that'll never work. Who do you think you are, anyway? And then, after you've taken life's abuse, emotionally, financially, artistically, just when you're at the lowest ebb, and you start spending your nights sucking on the edge of your magnum, spinning the cylinder and clicking, that's when one day you get that big offer and you'll make big bucks, yeah! And you'll be like me! You'll be like me! Happy as a clam! Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-ay. My, oh my, won't you look at them sway. Plenty of head my way. Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-ay. Mr. Gornad's on my shoulder. It's the truth, it's actual. Everything is satisfactual. Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-ay. Wonderful feeling, wonderful day. See, look at me, I'm recovered from that. Oh, yeah, after years of intensive therapy, I'm a reasonably well-adjusted guy. Sure, they used to say, hey, that guy needs a checkup from the neck up, and when I'd pass by, they'd say, the guy's nuts, grab him. But now, I'm a productive member of society. Mr. Gornad's on my shoulder. It's the truth. It's actual. Everything is satisfactual. Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-ay. Wonderful feeling. Wonderful day. Zippity-doo-dah, everybody. Of course, you know something, young fella? You can never be totally like me unless you add about 4 inches of meat to this. And you're talking Christmas time in Washington.
Set us ablaze on Capitol Hill. Ice skating at the mall is such a thrill.
And now the news.
The Mazda Gallery.
The district government has run up more than $35 million in hotel bills to shelter and feed the homeless. $35 million in the 1980s. Mayor Barry denies any allegations of drug use. He says he was in there for a hiatal hernia.
Christmas.
The Rafael Edmond jury ponders for a fourth day. Rafael Edmond accused of being the city's largest drug dealer. A presidential Rolex watch worth $40,000. Rolls Royces, jewelry. Stated income, zero. Jack Kent Cook is in the news. The $30 million libel suit against the Washingtonian magazine might not be all of his problems. Another suit has been filed, this time by his ex-wife, Jacqueline Kent Cook.
National Gallery, you buy it all.
His spurned taunt is also named in the suit, and that he didn't take advantage of her, take care of her. Coach Gibbs has said, with still 3 games to go in the season, that he may quit. Making us wonder about his motivation and dedication. Meanwhile, at the corner of 4th and Euclid,
Washington, seeing the national Christmas tree, you think
praise the Lord and pass the syringe.
Oh, it's such merry fun.
The wackiness never ends. It's the Grease Man Show on DC 101.
You know, it makes me wonder.